Welcome to A Word Fitly Spoken, a podcast about Jesus, His Word, and our joy in following Him. I'm Amy Spreeman.
And I'm Michelle Leslie. Well, happy anniversary to A Word Fitly Spoken. We posted our very first episode on August 16th, 2019. And here we still are 1 year later. Well, as we're recording today, it's 1 year and 2 days later. And it has it's been such a joy to help all of our listeners to walk worthy over the last year.
You know, I didn't even know that this was until you let me know. It's like, has it been a year already?
Yeah.
It's amazing. It really is. It's just so neat. So thanks for bringing that up, Michelle, and happy anniversary to you.
And happy anniversary to you, too. It's been so much fun this last year, and I'm looking forward to hopefully many more years.
Me too. Lord willing. Well, you know, we would love to hear from all of our listeners. What has been your favorite episode of A Word Fitly Spoken so far? You know, head on over to one of our social media pages or our website, leave us a comment, and let us know.
Yes, and we are going to kick off year number two with this question. Does God care for His people in supernatural ways? Well, I'm not going to even wait for an answer. You bet He does. Of course He does. It's called providence. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about what divine providence is and what it is not. And as always, we're going straight to Scripture for the answers.
That's right. That's the best place to go ever. And whether you're a fairly new Christian, new in your understanding of Christianity, or you've been walking with the Lord for a long time, we really hope this topic is of great comfort to you. It certainly has been to us. You know, providence is a word that comes from provide or provision. God does provide for His people in ways that we sometimes don't even recognize. But when we do see it, it's an amazing thing and one that fills us with awe and wonder as we realize just how much He cares for us. So how do Christians define provision or providence? Well, it simply means that God sometimes intervenes in His creation and in our lives to bring about His will. Not our will, His will. Psalm 103:19 tells us, "The Lord has established His throne in the heavens, and His sovereignty rules over all." God's providence describes the way He is sovereign over everything in the universe.
That's right. And the Bible is full of so many examples of the way God intervened and provided for His will to be done. Let's look at a few of those verses. There are at least 169 verses in the Bible that refer to the ways that God provides for us. Philippians 4:19 puts it really simply, just like this: "My God will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus." And then think back up to the very beginning of creation. In Genesis, God provided for Adam. And in Genesis 2:18, we read this: "Then the Lord God said, 'It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him.'" So when Adam and Eve sinned, God provided clothing for them, the first time we see that an animal had to lose its life. But the primary example of provision people think about is in Genesis chapter 22, the story of Abraham and Isaac. And it's a story that we, most of us, know pretty well. God had commanded Abraham to take his son Isaac to Mount Moriah and sacrifice him. But Isaac was the son of the promise, a miraculous gift that God had given Abraham and Sarah when they were old. And hadn't God promised to make this child into a great nation? You know, it must have been going through Abraham's mind, all these different things that he had heard from the Lord and everything. Wasn't Isaac God's provision? But here, God said to lay him on the altar and offer him as a sacrifice.
It's an unbelievable, incredible story, and it really happened. So let's read those verses. It says this: "After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, 'Abraham.' And he said, 'Here I am.' And he said, 'Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you.' Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, 'Father?' 'Yes, my son,' Abraham replied. 'The fire and the wood are here,' Isaac said, 'but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?' Abraham answered, 'God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son.' And the two of them went on together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham!" "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over, took the ram, and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." So it's just, I mean, I love that story, Michelle. He obeyed in the belief that God would provide, and God did. Hebrews 11 tells us that Abraham acted in faith that God would raise Isaac. He obeyed in the belief that God would provide a miracle of some kind, and God did, a ram caught in a thicket as a substitute sacrifice. God the provider, Jehovah Jireh, gave life. Jehovah Jireh simply means God provides.
Yeah, and we know that he would indeed make Isaac a great nation and eventually would provide a sacrifice to redeem not just one life, but the lives of all of us who believe in the sacrifice of God's own son, Jesus, on the cross. And those who have faith and hope that God raised Christ from the dead and his resurrection is for all of us who trust in him. Isn't that, that just makes me feel so good. That just brings me so much joy, so much comfort. And so that's going to wrap up our show for tonight. No, I'm just kidding. There, I mean, we could end the show right there, but there's so much more to talk about. God in his providence is so amazing. We could sit here for hours and episodes and just talk about it, and we wouldn't be able to reach the end of it. But let's look at the ways that God intervenes in the affairs of people. On a macro scale, he ordains the direction of the planets and the stars and gives our own earth the sustaining life we need to breathe and to live. He appoints leaders and directs nations. Okay. He builds governments and topples them down according to his divine will. And he provides us with our basic needs like food and water. So think of Israel wandering in the desert for 40 years. They didn't have any grocery stores. They didn't have Walmart, you know, where they could go buy some new sandals or whatever. And so God provided manna and quail and fresh water, and he still provides for our basic needs today, even though we don't often recognize this or give thanks.
Yeah, that's right, Michelle. In every chapter, it's just amazing. Every book that you read of Scripture, we see God's divine providence at work. I mean, I can't think of one book of the Bible where somebody in there isn't directed by God, or God doesn't, organize something for that person to bring about, his divine purpose. From Joseph to the prophets to Naomi and Ruth and Esther, I think of all of them, and the disciples and all of the followers since. In every life, there is divine providence, even in the smallest of things. He provides. We read in Matthew 6, where Jesus affirms this with his disciples. He said, "Do not be anxious about your life and what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not more valuable than they? And consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." So Jesus is showing them that he cares for even the smallest and inanimate in his creation. He clothes them and feeds them. He assures us that we shouldn't worry about provision, just as we know a father would provide this for his child. Our God knows what's best for his children, and he's going to provide for us according to what he knows our needs are. Maybe not necessarily what we want, but what he knows we need. And our greatest need, of course, is for a savior, for our sins to be forgiven. We know this one, of course, this verse, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." Of course, that's John 3:16. And once we've been rescued from the consequences of sin, We walk worthy of that gift and calling, and He continues to provide for us all our lives. You know, I was thinking about that, Michelle. There's many ways that God has done this for me in my life. Can you think of any ways that God has shown you His providence recently?
Oh yeah, I have really been grateful and just amazed to watch God's provision for my family during this time of quarantine and so much uncertainty that's going on. A lot of people have been out of work and struggling to make ends meet, but bless God, He put my husband in a line of work where he's self-employed, so he didn't have to worry about getting laid off. And also, a lot of the work that he does is either outside or in unoccupied indoor spaces, so he hasn't had to worry about other people infecting him or a lot of the restrictions that have been imposed on, you know, people in their workplaces and things like that. And in addition to that, the way I help bring in a little extra money for my family is through speaking engagements. And my goodness, through God's providence, my calendar has been fuller this year than it's ever been. I almost had to turn somebody down not too long ago. Fortunately, I was able to squeeze them in, but it's been amazing. You know, and I didn't pray for God to work specifically in those ways to provide for us, but I do, as part of my regular prayer time, ask God to provide for my family.
That's great. And I've been thinking about that too a lot. My calendar has suddenly cleared. as some of our listeners know, I'm going to be going into open heart surgery in 2 weeks from tomorrow as we record this. And so I actually had a speaking engagement I was looking very much forward to. And I had to unfortunately cancel that because it was a week after my recovery and discharge from the hospital. But so this actually was used as providence too. A friend of mine, Bible teacher over at Naomi's Table, Beth Seifert, is going to be stepping in, and it'll be her first speaking gig to a group like this. So God has provided for her, and in the midst of what she's going through right now, and please pray for Beth because she and her whole family live in the Cedar Rapids area where, as you know, the big winds came through and a lot of people are still without power. And I believe Beth and Jeremy are without power yet too. So God did provide them a generator, but yeah, they're still picking up the pieces there. Everybody's safe, thankfully. But I was going to share a little something with you, Michelle, speaking of providence. And I didn't tell Michelle this ahead of time. I thought I'd just let you be surprised as we record. I got a letter from one of our listeners. I'm not going to name her because I didn't ask her for permission to share this, but I do want to share it just because it is the coolest story ever. And she writes this. She said, "Hi, Amy. I'm a faithful listener of your podcast with Michelle. And first, I wanted to say thank you for speaking the truth each week. Your episodes are always grounded in scripture and are consistently an encouragement to me. Thank you. Second, I wanted to reach out because in one of your most recent episodes, you briefly mentioned cardiac issues and possibly needing surgery at Mayo Clinic. I immediately listened closer because I am a nurse on the cardiac surgery ICU at Mayo, and all the cardiac surgery patients come directly to my unit after their procedure. I wanted to let you know first that I'm praying for you and your health, and also that you have a sister in Christ in Mayo's cardiac surgery department. Please let me know if there's any way I or my church here in Rochester can help, praying for a full recovery." And so she and I have been talking back and forth just through email since then. It is just the coolest thing how God provides. And so she's going to check in on me. I know. I've been crying this whole time.
Oh my goodness.
And I just noticed because she sent it over to a different email that I hadn't checked in a while. So she actually wrote this a few weeks ago. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just checking this email now. And I'm so glad I did. But yeah, she told me that I'm in really good hands with the doctor that was randomly assigned to me.
Yeah, randomly.
He's one of the best with my condition here. So Yeah, the Lord really has provided, and I'm just so excited to be able to share that with our listeners, and I hope she doesn't mind that I did that.
Oh, that is so great. You know,
yeah.
I was just saying a few minutes ago that, you know, we ask God to provide for us in sort of a general way, and we don't always know specifically how he's going to provide for us. And a lot of times he just surprises us and blesses us with little things like that, or blessing us or providing for us in a certain way that we just never expected. And so that is really, really amazing. I'm so happy to hear that. And you'll have a friend when you go in for your surgery, and a godly friend, yes, too. So that's really good. Oh, that's so awesome. But, you know, Jesus actually teaches us to ask for God's providence, just like we've been talking about. He tells us to pray about it. Think about how he taught the disciples to pray. In the Lord's Prayer, Matthew chapter 6, Jesus teaches his disciples to ask, not demand, but ask that his will be done, when he taught them to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." So when we pray, we're asking God's will to be done. Not that if we don't pray, he won't accomplish his will. We want to be not only like-minded with him as much as we can be, knowing his ways are not our ways, but we can also, through prayer, recognize his sovereignty in all things. And lest you think I'm going to contradict myself here, Psalm 84:11 says, "No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly." So this verse is a reminder that there is a part we play in God's provision coming to fruition in our lives. We must walk uprightly to avoid the consequences of our own fleshly decisions. His will is for us to avoid sin and temptation.
Indeed. And, you know, we read about divine providence in Romans 8:28, and it's one of my favorite verses. "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." So God is never out of control, ever. Even in the times we're in now, and what we're seeing in major cities like Portland and Cleveland and Minneapolis. Michelle, I don't even like to watch the news anymore just because of just what I see. It's just heartbreaking. But even the evil that is tearing the world apart right now is working toward a greater final purpose that God controls, not Satan. And we're not seeing it yet. We might not right now, but we know that God allows things for a reason and that his plan is always good.
Yes, and I am so glad that it is, because, you know, sometimes with all of these things that are swirling around us, the only solid thing, the only rock that we have to cling to, is that God is doing things for his glory and our good, and that he is totally in control, and he is way more powerful than any of all this other stuff that's going on. And that he is working out his plan. And even though we can't see it, like you said, we can't see it on this side of things. We can trust him, that we know that he's good and that he's always working for the good of those who love him.
Amen.
Well, before we wrap things up for this episode of A Word Fitly Spoken, I wanted to just mention two quick things. We've already touched on this first one. Please remember to keep Amy in your prayers as she's getting ready for open heart surgery on September the 2nd. Pray for God's providence for her, that he will keep her strong and healthy, that he'll guide the doctors, that he'll give her a quick recovery, and all of that great stuff. And as just to let you know, listeners, as far as the podcast goes, we're going to kind of play it by ear over the next several weeks. We're only going to record when Amy feels up to it. So if we take a week off, just dig back through those archives and listen to a rerun. There's a lot of good ones in there, at least I think so. And then the second thing, I've been noticing that as most areas of the country are beginning the new school year, there have been a lot of issues going on. I've seen it in the news, you know. Some schools have opened up and then closed down almost immediately due to cases of COVID. And then there are things like, I saw an article the other day where a certain school system is going to make teaching Black Lives Matter doctrine, I guess you could call it, mandatory in the classroom and other things like that. So if you had planned on putting your kids in school, but now it looks like you need another plan, please go back and give our episode on homeschooling a listen. We'll put the link to that episode in the show notes for this episode, or you can just go back and find it on our website. There are lots of great resources in that episode and in its show notes to help you get started. And as always, don't forget to stop by our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages and keep in touch. Be sure to check out all the resources on our website, awordfitlyspoken.life.
Yeah, that's right. And thank you for your prayers. I just appreciate all of you who are praying. While you're over on our website, please consider supporting us through PayPal or Patreon to just help defray the costs of technology to keep this podcast going and our website. Thanks for joining us for this episode. Trust in our sovereign Lord and His providence. And until next time, walk worthy.